So in the slot, we learn agadata. We're learning halachic gemaras, but we'll learn them with like an agadata kind of an influence, and we'll try to talk about things that have some sort of a relevance, and in a way beyond just halacha. So the gemara tells us as follows in Masechta Shabbos, and this we all know. The gemara tells Tanur Rabbanan, mitzvah Chanukah neri yishu beiso. There are three levels of the mitzvah of Chanukah, how it's fulfilled: the regular base mitzvah, the mitzvah of mahadrin, and the mitzvah of mahadrin min hamahadrin. The base level of the Chanukah mitzvah, not what we do. We all are yotzei mahadrin and mahadrin. We all, in different ways, are all yotzei mahadrin and mahadrin. We all light our own menorahs. We light one candle the first day, two the second day. We build. But the base level mitzvah was a mitzvah of ner ish ubeso. The base level mitzvah of Chanukah meant that all you had to do was have one candle per household. One candle per household. Rashi says, v'chol b'nei beso sagi luhu b'ner echad. And one candle was all you would need. So whether you had three people in that home or 10 people in that home, as long as there was one candle that was lit by your house, that is the base level obligation of Chanukah. Many of the Mefarshim are bothered by a variety of different questions. One of the questions which bothers many is why this mitzvah has more tiers than most mitzvahs have. It's a clear three-tier system. Neri Shubeso, Mahadrin, Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. Why is it organized in such a way? Okay, that's one question which is undoubtedly important. Many of the Mefarshim, the Pnei Yoshuas, Fasemes, and others, are bothered by something else. One of the ways of reading this Gemara, this has massive halachic implications if you travel over Chanukah and are not in a home, but it seems like the mitzvah of Chanukah, as opposed to most mitzvahs, which are mitzvahs incumbent upon us as individuals, we all have a separate and distinct mitzvah to put on tefillin, a separate and distinct mitzvah to daven. When it comes to Ner Chanukah, it seems like it's a din in the bayis. The home requires it. The home requires it. That seems to be, it's a din. It's a din in the home. Now, we do understand why there may be other mitzvahs incumbent on a home, such as the mitzvah of mezuzah. Because maybe you need a home in order to have mezuzah, even for technical reasons, to din in your doorpost. Or the mitzvah of ma'akeh, the mitzvah of having a fence around your home so that on the roof no one's going to fall out or going to get damaged. We get maybe why those are more connected to the bayis, but says the Pnei Yoshua, asking a very simple question: Nira demash nishtana mitzvazo mishar mitzvos shein chovas haguf sheyachiyev al kol yachid v'yachid. But shani hacha, that the primary mitzvah seems to be mitzvah in the home. And what about Neiros Chanukah? Why is the mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah a mitzvah which is primarily incumbent upon the home? What exactly is so significant or so important about that? Again, Akadei Kachut, their poskim that maintain that a person that without a home is putter from the mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah. So their poskim that maintain, if you're traveling on an airplane, if you hold that the airplane is not really your home, or you are a soldier in the army and you are sleeping out in the shetach, that's my attempt at showing my, you know, Israeli lingo. If you're out in the field at night without a home, so in a situation like that, maybe you are putter from letting Neiros Chanukah because you have no home whatsoever. So what's behind this? What's behind this? What exactly is going on by having it be a mitzvah incumbent upon the home? So we'll share another idea hopefully later in a different slot. But the Sfas Emes in Chanukah and Tafresh Lamed Aleph has an amazingly beautiful insight that gets to the core of what Chanukah is about, and I think the core hopefully this year that we'll be able to appreciate in a very powerful way. He says, you know, it happens to be that a lot of what Ner Chanukah represents is, you know, it's the winter and it's dark outside. It gets dark a little bit earlier and it's a little bit colder. And one of the things which Ner Chanukah is, and an amazing chiddush, is to light up those dark nights. To be able to have a candle here, and many times, you know, even more candles, to bring a degree of or into a place, into outside, which is primarily choshech. That's why it says, it's one of the reasons why we light even outside. One of the reasons why we light outside is outside's where it's really dark, not inside the house, but the mitzvah meikar, the original mitzvah done in Eretz Yisrael, this way, chutzlar to belesso, is to do it outside where it's dark, outside where it's there, and then you're going to light a candle. That is an incredibly difficult thing to do. It's not difficult practically to light a candle, but what the mitzvah of Chanukah represents, that's very hard to do. It's very hard to go to a place which is dark. It's very hard to go to a place which is void of light and to bring light to that place. If you ever go into a circumstance that you're walking into, the circumstance is a very, very complicated place. And it's a very dark place. And the conversations are very negative. And everyone is intensely cynical in a very destructive kind of a way, and they're very condescending one to the other, and it's a vicious, mean kind of a place. To walk into a place like that and to light and to insert a degree of light is incredibly, incredibly challenging. That's not so easy at all. So that's something which is, again, not simple. Not simple. So says the Sfas Emes, have the person do that. Has a person find darkness in their life, darkness in experiences, and be able to insert a degree of awe into that location. Says the Sfas Emes, something very, very simple. The starting point is you can never do it all on your own. That if you have people that you're in a home with, if you have people that you've built connections with, the only way, how do you do it? So he says, that's something that you have to find increased support and increased chizuk to do that. I myself can't go into a room which is entirely negative and destructive and dark, but maybe I could do it if I went in with a group of people. Maybe I could do it if I went in with others that are going to support me. And then suddenly some of the things which sometimes in life seem more challenging when you're on your own, when you're not on your own, when other people are with you, says Sfas Emes, doesn't it become so much easier? Doesn't it become so much simpler? So the mitzvah was a mitzvah, not on the individual, because many individuals on their own, it's too much to handle in a certain sense. Too much to handle. And if you have, again, if a person is living by themselves, so then they have a certain co-op, as Hashem, they can do it on their own. But those who live in a home with more people, so they can use those extra kochos to try in even a better way or in a more powerful way to try to light up a little bit, to try to bring a degree of awe in the outside world. Says Sfas Emes, once you've done that well, so once you're at that base level of Neri Shebeso, so then you can start building beyond that. Then you can start having each person in the family light. And then you could start trying to have each person also be able to light a little bit. But the base level is, says Sfas Emes, at the base level of the mitzvah, and again, hopefully we'll elaborate more on some of the relationship between the base level and the future levels. We're not moving on from the base level, we're building upon it. But it's a light which is all of us together. It's a light which is all of us together. And that's Neri Shebeso. And that's the kind of light, it's one light, but what a powerful light that it is. What a powerful light it is. And if people get bigger and they get more confident and they're more able, so each member of the household can light. If they're going for a certain mahajan, that I want to do it myself and you want to do it yourself, so each person can light. But there is a challenge, and Chazal understood that this mitzvah at its basic level, for a Jew, that's the way some of the Hasidim say it at, the Neri Shebeso Jew. He's a Jew which is, he's a very simple little level. He's not a Mahadran Jew. He's a Jew which feels like he's not in the best place in the world. But he can understand that Neri Shebeso. That's a din in the house because he never has to be alone. He can be with other people, and with other people also. I would just add al Derech Drush that we know that some of the halachas of Neris Chanukah, even though it's incumbent upon a home, that sometimes households can be interconnected, even if you're in a different place. That if I leave my home, so maybe I can still be someich on the hadlaka taking place in my home. It's not always a question of geography. Not because of geography. Rav Avadia, we don't have that many Sfardim in the room. By that I mean we have none. But Rav Avadia, you know, pointing out that for Sfardim don't light. They just rely on the hadlaka which is taking place, you know, in their home, and that can maybe even be true. Discussion in Sparsha Poskim, it can even be true if they're in a different time zone. So even though their Hadlakas Neiris time in America is different than Hadlakas Neiris time in here in Eretz Yisrael, because there's an idea of being connected to a household even if you're not actually in it. And hopefully, one of the ideas in Neiris Chanukah is a difficult avoda to take seriously, to find that which is dark and that which is negative and that which is something more challenging, and to insert a degree of light is a real avoda. But as Hashem, we'll speak about Chanukah different times throughout the next couple of weeks, and we'll be able to appreciate more that unique challenge, and hopefully to master the avoda of bringing light into those places. Okay, let's talk about Shir today a little bit.